the sound of 14 people. This is the best. Guys, thank you everyone for coming out. This is the Discomfort Inn podcast. My name is Pat Oates, and with me is my lovely sidekick, Stosh Makita.
Hello, everybody.
Most comedy shows, they do tell you to shut the fuck up, but tonight we don't need you to shut the fuck up. You can talk with us. Most of you have no idea what this is. Don't worry, there will be some stand-up comedy. This is a podcast called The Discomfort Inn. We talk about things that make people give discomfort, be uncomfortable.
Which for me is pretty much everything.
Everything. If you really want to learn about Stosh, once you go home, go find the podcast, listen to the next last week's episode about sex, and you learn a lot about Stosh.
Terrified.
A lot. But tonight, because we want to be relatable to you people, what we're going to talk about is what makes you uncomfortable at casinos. Yeah, if you don't fucking relate to that, we were wondering who was going to be the first half. So thank you. You are a half. And if you don't know, if you guys all want to turn and look for the racist, they're over there, and they yelled Asians. So, no, please, sir, if you don't mind, if you can let us know what makes you uncomfortable about a race of people that's smarter than you. What was that? No, don't point away now. The light's on you. Thank you. Good haircut.
Math.
So math in a casino makes you uncomfortable. Yeah. Good. I only count one asshole. So that's fine.
You really had the chance to go specific with your racism about Asians. Like,
but thank you for keeping it to something we all wish we were good at. Thank you, sir.
You could have said them smoking cigarettes in the hallway, them spitting on the floor. Oh, you know, all the things you'd see if you spent more than 5 minutes here.
I'll tell you right away, the first thing that makes me uncomfortable is the way that people don't know how to walk in the hallways of a casino. Right? It's a road. Is it not a road? It's a road. You stay to the right. We're not in London, assholes. You stay to the right. You walk to the right. You don't have to look up. It's not a real sky. What are you looking for? Everyone's looking. It's a wolf. It's not a wolf. It's not a wolf. It's not real. It's yeah, like, they're big people on scooters. Get over it. They're at Walmart, too. You don't have to watch them. They're not a herd grazing. Let them go by to the Krispy Kreme and then go about your day.
It's like playing Frogger, but all the obstacles are people who are sad.
Yes, it's just sad Frogger. That's what the casino is. Now, anyone here is in the scooter. Anyway, so... And I'm not saying it's nothing wrong with that, okay? If you're in a scooter, good for you. Now, if you're in a wheelchair, I'm sorry. But if you're just too fat to walk, I commend you on the balls that you have.
But maybe you should be at the gym instead of the casino. I don't know.
I would never have the ability, I am too uncomfortable as a person, to walk up to a desk and say, hi, I'm super huge, and I'd like to be a Macy's Day Parade float. I couldn't do that. There's no way. And you get a scooter and you buzz around. That makes me uncomfortable. I was trying to walk by and there was two of them, hoof and hoof, walking through the hallway, and I could not get by them. I don't know what the protocol is. They don't have a blinker. I don't know how to get by. Now, ma'am, I can see how uncomfortable you are by this conversation. Were your parents scooter Americans? Is that what happened? Are you bothered? What makes you uncomfortable besides this? You'd rather not? Why? Everything's wonderful. You're not racist, guy. Thank you.
Come on, be honest.
She is being. Like you know that lady. You know what makes me uncomfortable? White men. That's what it is, ma'am. Come on, lady. Me too. Hashtag. No, sir. No. It makes me uncomfortable. The way people walk. Stosh, we tried to walk. We walked in your sack. We came together, but Stosh didn't think it made me uncomfortable. He stayed in the car in the parking lot and said, "I'll see you in there."
I had to get high if I was going to perform, you know what I mean?
And I'm happy to know it was just drugs. Because when you see a white guy sitting in a car in a parking lot, it can scare you. It can really scare you.
You know what makes me uncomfortable? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, sir.
I was going to say, you know what makes me uncomfortable at the casino? Trying to do the math of how much money we lost with all the free tickets they gave away to these people to get them in here.
So, you know what? I have to apologize, sir. The math was correct. You're right. Came back to that.
Where are my comps at?
They don't, maybe they aren't. Maybe you were killing them.
Yeah, maybe they all paid. That'd
maybe you should have not told them that. They would have been like, oh, this is a great show. We're all just, it's a, anyway. I get bothered by the amount of people that don't know where they're going. This casino, Mohegan Sun, is a figure fucking eight. You can't get lost. It's two circles. What, I don't know what your figure eight is. I know math guy, you're not sure. It's a figure eight. You do one circle, you go by the wolf, you walk by the part where it's the arena where you watch all, whatever is in the arena comes out and it looks like that. If it's a country music thing, they all come out 4'4" both ways with cowboy hats. Because everyone in Connecticut is a cowboy now, which I don't understand. They come out, you walk by the part where the waterfall is, it's another figure eight. How are you lost? Thank you. How could you be lost in a casino? That bothers me. Sir,
I'm not lost.
Sir, with your salmon shirt and your salt and pepper looks, what makes you uncomfortable at a casino?
Not knowing, trying to learn a game and people are yelling at me.
Oh, are you a gambler?
Not so much.
Not me either. I have no idea. I'm afraid to play anything. I think it's funny that degenerates will scold us for not knowing their stupid schemes. Like, oh, fuck you, you're ruining this blackjack game. Really? I'm ruining your moment. The part where you can't pay your bills unless this works out well for you. I'm trying to have fun. It's called gaming, not scamming. You're right, sir. What's the game you try to play? Slots?
Craps.
The name tells you not to play. I mean, that's basically... I would never play anything called the shits. I don't know why. In the game alone, the name, like blackjack sounds fun, roulette sounds a good time, unless you know the Russian part, don't play that one here. But craps tells you right there, lady, you don't look like a crapper. Are you a crapper? In the game. Not, you're like, where's this going?
I'm yeah, we're all crappers in real life, let's be real.
Ladies don't like to admit it, you know?
Are you like an hater from Decatur person?
Are you a gambler? What do you play? Craps, you are a crapper, all right. Now, if he showed up, you're playing, you're doing your role, people are yelling weird things, does this guy have to blow on your hand? You tell him you would tell him to get out of here because he wants to have fun. Get out of here, I'm trying to win. Why should I work? There's no skill, right? There really is no skill. None.
Can you explain craps to me after the show?
No.
That is confusing.
Because no, this would help a lot of people. Can you explain craps to me and my friend over here? Slow down.
Yeah.
What the fuck's a pass line? I know there's a big table. The only time I ever played years ago, I opened up for... I'm talking now. Hold on. I talked out. I was at a table, and another comic was teaching me. We were really drunk years ago, and he put his arms around me like in the movie Ghost, and he held me, and he taught me how to play crap. I don't remember that, but I learned I wasn't gay that day. But... So let's start off. He's singing the song for Ghost. Anyway... So if you want a new thing for uncomfortability, it was that right there. We're playing craps. Him and I show up. We don't know the game at all. We're like, hey, how do you play?
Okay, so I would explain. I would say, this is the pass line. Okay, put your money on the pass line.
Put my money on the pass line.
Okay, and you want me to roll 7 or 11.
7 or 11, like the store that you and I frequent.
And you'll win even money on the pass line. All
right. So if I roll a 7 or 11, I put down $10, I win $10. So I just got my money back. I don't win more. No. Why don't I just keep
$10? Okay, now we go to the next
shoe.
Okay. If you roll craps.
A crap. What's a craps?
A 2.
Oh, that makes sense. A 2, because it's poop. Is that real? Why? Is that why? Because 2 means poop.
Right.
Right, sir? 2 means poop? Why are you looking at me like you're that blow your fucking mind? That makes sense. That's the most childish game I've ever heard in my life. You get you either get 7-Eleven or you get the thing that you get when you eat a 7-Eleven. A number 2. By the way, that deserved way more than what the fuck you just gave me. That was brilliant. Anyway, so you roll crap. Thank you, lady. I like you. I'll smell your chair later. Anyway.
If you roll crap, you lose your money.
You lose your money. So we just play slots. That sounds too difficult. So, and you're obviously good at it because you're here. Yeah, exactly. If you were good at craps, you'd be like, thank you, ma'am, very much. Applause for her for helping us out with the craps.
Yeah. Now that we're all craps experts, why don't we blow off the rest of this show, go take this place for a fucking ride.
Yeah, let's go take a crap together. Woo! That is great. Sir, what makes you uncomfortable about casinos?
Everything.
Everything.
Like you were put here to make us uncomfortable in the corner by yourself.
No, that is the spirit animal of this show.
Of the casino.
Just a man. He might be the spirit animal of the casino. I can't tell. But be more specific, sir. What makes you uncomfortable? You walk around. Is it the? Are you a gambler? Do you like the restaurants? Are you afraid of women? What makes you uncomfortable?
Everything.
Everything. Are you just afraid in general?
Yeah.
Well, then I can't help you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming out. I want to sit in that discomfort for a minute. Everything makes you, well, then why would you come to a show? Why would you, you love it here, but everything makes you uncomfortable, but you love it here. Were you also married to my ex-wife? Because that's what it feels like.
I guess if everything makes you uncomfortable, it doesn't matter where the fuck you go.
I guess so. What's one thing that makes you uncomfortable at the casino?
Ooh, specific slot machine people. Like the real, every day they're here. They have brown sneakers that used to be white. And they're just feeding what could be new sneaker money into the machine constantly.
I like the people that, like I said, they need a certain game. Like they'll run over and they gotta play Wheel of Fortune. Like, I don't know. Who's a slot? Round applause if you're a slot machine person.
Right here.
Craps and one other person. The rest of you just came. Why are you here? I asked who plays craps. You didn't say shit. Or craps. Who's slot machine people? One person there. How about math? Math, you a slot? You are, ma'am? What's your, do you have a specific game you play? Or do you just go wherever you're walking around?
Wherever, as long as a penny.
It's a penny.
Yeah.
I like that. You're afraid of commitment. Sir, I can tell. I mean, I would be too. You look like a player, you know what I mean? You probably just crush a lot. I understand. But I understand. A penny. So you put. Do they even take pennies anymore?
No, it's weird.
If you. Let her explain. On. I want to understand. It says a penny.
Yeah.
But you can't put your debit card in and just give a penny.
Oh, not only that.
Hold on.
It charges me 75 cents.
Yeah, you got duped.
Yeah.
75 cents for a penny.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it, but you still play it. You don't get it. But it's your favorite game.
Yes. Okay, now that you say it like that, I should have that.
People don't like me when I talk, but I understand because I make them go, oh yeah, you're dumb. And I understand that. But I appreciate, sir, I can see why you're with her because you can trigger into shit. So that's fine. How much is it for a blowjob? A penny. All right. It's only a penny for a blowjob. Wait a minute. It's 70. Yes, you caught on as you pull three quarters out of your pocket. I understand, sir. No, the gaming, I'm not a gambler in any way. The only thing I love about a casino is the buffet. But even that makes me uncomfortable because the way people act at the buffet. You can tell who's married at a buffet, even if they're not together, by the way they talk to each other while one of them eats too much. I saw a woman and she grabbed like a comical amount of Danish. Like so much that it was like a pyramid on her plate. And a man just walked by and went, take it easy. So I was like, oh yeah, they're married. That's not something you say when you're still trying to fuck. You know what I mean? You're like, oh yeah, it'll go right to your ass. I love your ass. You're like, no, take it easy. I don't want to deal with the amount of damage you're going to do to the toilet when we're playing craps later. There you are, ladies and gentlemen. Anything else for you, Stash?
I feel like if you play penny slots, you do not like gambling. You just like lights and whistles.
Yeah, but I think it's all slot machines. That's really what it is. It's a fun thing. In the back, if you don't mind a little bit, we are recording. You are at a show. This is the cafeteria. If you can quiet down, we are recording this for our podcast. You don't have to be a dick about it. I can make you very uncomfortable here at a casino. I have no problem with that. I have no soul. So, sir, what makes you uncomfortable besides me at a casino? Sir, I can hear your accent, very cartoony.
He just threw his lady under the bus.
Yeah, it was this bitch here, it wasn't me.
I was trying to answer it.
Oh, really? You were her Google for the evening? Since 15 years ago, we haven't needed people like you anymore. We can just say, why won't this man leave me alone, Google? Hey, Siri, call the cops. I understand, it's fine. But, sir, what makes you uncomfortable about a casino? Yes. First of all, I like the children. Ooh, like you didn't see that coming. His comebacks have been amazing so far.
Especially since you opened with that.
Yeah, I said, besides me, what makes you uncomfortable? He went, you. I'm rubber and you're not bright, and that's fine. Besides me, sir, what makes you uncomfortable about a casino?
No, it's you.
It's just me. It's just me. Because I broke up your conversation at a show you came into. I stopped you from talking at a thing where people... You're probably wondering why I'm not yelling bingo. That's what you're probably wondering. You're so fucked up. You're like, why won't that guy just seat us at Denny's? You're not at Denny's, asshole. You're at a show. But that being said, we're also going to have some great stand-up comedy throughout this show. And then the comics are going to join us and also sit down and talk with us about this, too. So we have... So right now, we're going to bring up a comedian. She's one of the best comics in New England. She's hilarious. Guys, put your hands together right now for the very funny Nicole Clare, everybody.
Thank you. Can you hold it?
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you. Put it down. Hello.
Hi.
The guy waved to me. Alright, we'll just jump right into it, guys. Who in here, clap it up if you sleep naked. Sleep naked. Alright. And clap it up if you sleep with pajamas, clothes, whatever. I'm assuming the rest of you pass out, blackout drunk with all your clothes on because you're an alcoholic, you've given up on life. Am I right? No, just me. I will be sleeping in this hat tonight. I ran out of my anxiety meds. Luckily, new place I moved into. Old tenants didn't clean out their cabinets. So I found my meds prescribed by Eastside Veterinary Clinic. Taking dog pills. It's the same shit though, I make my boyfriend roll it up in a piece of ham. I hate backseat drivers. They're always like, slow down. This way shorter. You shouldn't mix Ambien and Fireball. That is what I said, thank you. Let's see. You guys are fun. Any any thumb suckers here? Any adult thumb suckers? No? Statistically, it's just me. It's just me. I had a boyfriend one time. I would fall asleep at night and suck on my thumb. Yeah, it's pretty sexy. And he would kind of like Indiana Jones his dick into my mouth. Yeah. Didn't even notice. Same weight and everything. Yes, he had a thumb-sized dick. You guys got it. Good job. Fuck yeah. I'm more comfortable with a set of fucked up teeth over someone with adult braces. Because they're creepy. But you know what's creepier than someone with adult braces? The person who dates someone with adult braces. Yeah, if you want to fuck a kid, fuck a kid. Kids are all terrible people. I heard someone the other day walk past me. He was much smarter than me, and he goes, that's because England's a monarchy. I turned to my boyfriend, and I was like, I can't believe you let a butterfly run the government. It was a cute one to get the, you know, the kid fucking out of your... The kid fucking taste out of your mouth? Can I... That... As I'm reading about the mating habits of porcupines, here's what they do. The two dude porcupines, they fight, and whoever wins the fight pisses all over the female. Romantic. And then the other dude porcupine has to film it. Isn't nature beautiful, guys? This is about being uncomfortable. I'm making everyone uncomfortable. That's the whole point.
I love it.
Clearly don't watch enough porcupine porn? Anyway. Guys, I see some men in here tonight. Because you're here. And here's some advice. If you're going to send a photograph of your genitals to a female, it's all about perspective. So take the picture of your penis next to something like that's small but looks big, like a slider. Throw a Whopper wrapper on that.
That's for dick.
One of those little cans of Diet Coke. Baby's penis? No, that'll get you arrested. That'll get you arrested, guys. You know, who in here watches Investigation Discovery? Yeah. Yeah, we're all middle-aged women here, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully, me. I want to die at 60, thank you. You know those crime shows that they blur out the faces? I found out, come the fuck on! They blur out the faces. I found out recently, they're not actually trying to protect the identity of the person. It turns out the faces of criminals are actually Japanese genitals. That's homework. If only six people get it, it's fine, because they really appreciate it. Japanese porn, guys. You guys aren't fans of Japanese porn.
That was hilarious.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was hilarious, right?
I know what you guys want. I know what you guys want. I know what you guys want. Alright. I've been writing jokes for like 6 years now. And I have some pretty trash jokes. And I'm gonna give you guys the worst of Nicole Eclair. You guys wanna hear the worst of Nicole Eclair?
Yeah.
You can tell by the list that, yeah. These are the worst jokes ever. Alright. Okay, all right, let's go. All right, I took the train here, it was really heavy. Last weekend I held up a bank, it was really heavy. This morning I got cream in my coffee instead of milk, really heavy, thank you. Do Spanish people have a card game that they play called One? I don't know why they keep building all these highways when there's already so many out there up for adoption. Do all praying mantises follow the same religion? Hi. My car is a manual. It's a Korean car. I don't know why I gave it a Spanish name. All right, these aren't that bad, guys. Jesus fucking Christ. What'd you guys all do with your old Beanie Babies? I made chili. Hello. Aren't all conjoined twins in a permanent three-legged race? Yep. That's the one. That's the one. All right, we found it. I have a dog. He's a mix. He's half retriever, half drug addict. He's a meth lab. I met an Asian lesbian once, called her the Chinese finger trap. Bam, bam, bam. I'm gonna leave you guys with this piece of wisdom. I know this happens all the time here with shark attacks in Connecticut, right? Shark attacks. I was reading recently, if a shark attacks you, you punch it in the nose, it swims away because you're like so fucking badass. If a bear attacks you, the best way to fend off a bear is to trigger its gag reflex. Now I know what you're thinking. Nicole, what do? Once my dick is in the bear's mouth. Well, you just gotta finish. You gotta come in the bear's mouth, and that's how I end my sets. Thank you.
Guys, keep it for going for Nicole Claire, everybody. Nicole, grab that mic with you. You're gonna need it. Sit down.
You really earned that dad hat with that run of dad jokes that you did near the end there. That was great.
Yeah. How about you guys applaud again? Because you were pretty shitty. Yeah. Except for that one woman who would go, "You're great, keep doing it!" Like that lady, I want to have you in the bedroom while I'm fucking other people. I would just hope randomly for you to be like, "You're doing a great job! We really appreciate it!" It's like, thanks, lady. I'm happy that you're on. Nicole, besides them, what makes you uncomfortable at casinos?
Oh, all the things.
Oh, have you met your dad? That guy said that right away early. He sat here and he goes, everything. He goes, why are you here? He goes, because I love it.
Oh, are you Jewish? I know. You just look Jewish. I don't know.
I've been told many times.
You've been told many
times? Oh, wait, you?
Did you hear him talk?
Is it him or?
Yeah, that guy is not.
No, he looks Jewish.
He would play a Jewish on TV, but not in real life.
I don't know who we're talking about.
That, the man who looks like if he was bronze, you'd pray to him.
Oh, okay.
Let that sink in. Fuck you, that was good. He looks like a Buddha statue. Anyway.
He's like, oh, the Native American Indian. I got confused.
Oh, wrong. You're what? What are you?
I have a fan.
I know, but I want to hear this guy.
Sorry.
What, wise man on top of the mountain?
Yeah.
Yes, that's wonderful. Stosh. We get people who care about the show, not like you guys. And we have people that message us on Facebook and give us what they think about it. So, Stosh, you have someone's...
Yes.
Quick stop. Know what makes me uncomfortable? Alcoholism. Because I just heard that. That guy looks at his friend and goes, are you seriously getting another one? Yeah, you got to sit through another fucking half hour of this shit. He needs that. He was racist from the beginning. That's fine. So, go ahead, Stosh.
All right, Kate McDonald Bell says what makes her feel uncomfortable at the casino is seeing young children there at all hours of the night.
Does that bother anyone here when you see young kids at all hours of the night? Yeah. Why? Because you couldn't have your own? Why are you uncomfortable with it? What makes you uncomfortable about it, man?
They should be home. It's adult time.
Okay, I understand. I guess I get that. I have two kids. They come with me to shows and stuff like that. I don't drink. I'm not a degenerate like a lot of people. And I like to spend time with my children. Yeah. We'll go. What we like to do is I'll perform a show. They'll hang out here, go to the arcade. They're older. They're 17 and 14. But afterwards, if you want your kids to learn about life, let them come downstairs from the hotel around 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. And they will see what they shouldn't be. A bunch of women walking around holding their shoes, looking like drunken Bambis with their legs all flopping, going, well, I don't care what you, I love you. Oh, you look good in that. Fuck her. And there is no her they're yelling at. And there's like 15 men who couldn't get laid at the 3 clubs, so they're ready to fight anyone. And then you fucking show up and you ninja kick the fuck out of them because you look scary. And I want my kids to see that while we eat Ben and Jerry's and laugh. So it depends. Should the kids be running around alone like they're feral children? Like little Dora the Explorers searching for change? No, they shouldn't be doing that.
Because are there any young kids in here who'd like to defend their presence?
Yes. Now, I guess I understand, but what are you doing with your adult time that kids can't see? They're not allowed to be in the gambling areas.
Well, I'm talking about the younger ones.
Like what? Like a 1-year-old just free? Free-range babies just running around? Thank you. I know you don't really care about that, sir, but I appreciate you trying to help her. Like, you look like the kind of guy that would blow smoke at a kid and just go, try growing now, bitch. It stunts it. I guess I understand what you're saying. You want to be out, but why is it bothering you? If you could ignore them.
Yeah. Yeah. They're children. They're awful.
They're awful. They are. They're not your kids. Do you have kids?
Yeah.
And you don't know where they are at the moment.
I do.
Yeah, do you? Hey, do you really?
They're in the lobby.
They'll be fine.
They're at the slots.
It'd be great right now. Like, ladies and gentlemen, we have a baby. We have a baby by the wolf. If you can come by the wolf and get your baby.
We should have kids.
We should all. You and him should have children. You definitely should. Oh, you and. Oh, wow. You want to handle that uncomfortable moment where he just told you you could have kids with him?
Oh, I would have so many abortions for you.
You can get mad, but you should like that because they can't ruin your night. Did it get weird? Yeah, it did. That's why this show's called Discomforted.
I'll never have children. And I shouldn't.
Because of the jokes you just told.
Yeah.
Because I would probably bring them to a casino. What?
I guess I get that if you're worried about other people's parenting, but as long as they're doing their thing, it doesn't bother me. Let kids go see it. If they see it now, they're not gonna want to do it later. Like your kids probably, you probably lost them in a game of craps. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have them anymore, and that's fine. It's hard to laugh when you've lost your children. It's a DCF. The Department of, the Department of Crap Fuck Ups. That's what happened there. DCF. We got anyone? Stash, another one from the Facebook?
Josh Levinson says, the sad desperation of it all, the endless pulling of the slot machine.
That was the saddest thing I've ever heard read. The desperation of it all? Isn't that the song of Foxwoods? The desperation of it all, Foxwoods. Sir, that's you. Isn't that you, sir? The desperation of it all? No. Hi. Did someone lose their great-grandfather?
Oh, they fucking lost their houses. Like,
no,
everyone.
But this man's lost. He was a baby here a long time ago. You ignored him because you were too busy having adult time. And now he just lives here.
Listen, if we're lucky enough to be visited by the ghost of Telly Savalas, we should just appreciate it.
I want to see if anyone gets that reference. No, no.
I thought it was an older crowd. I thought it would land.
You got it. Thank you, sir. I knew you would know that because you've got that white privileged face and that told us good stuff. Another one? You have one job.
Christina Ouch says, drunk guys disrespecting women.
Yeah. Sir, we're talking about you. Drunk guys disrespecting women. Ladies, does that happen to you more at a casino than anywhere else? Round of applause. No, it just happens everywhere in your life, right? Yeah, I don't think that one really matters to where it is. Maybe it happened to her when she was here.
Maybe she's only uncomfortable when it happens here, but enjoys it in everyday life. Like, I don't know.
It's fine at Walmart, but I hate it when I'm gambling. It's like, I don't know. I'm too uncomfortable in my own skin to be uncomfortable to someone else anyway. But I guess at a casino, I guess it could happen, but I don't know. I think everyone's so focused on themselves at a casino that I think it takes a special breed of creep to take his focus off gambling and everything else wrong, to go to a lady and just say some fucked up shit. Now, some of you clapped.
I agree.
Okay, what has been said to you? What's the creepiest thing that a man's ever said to you? Oh, Jesus? That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm atheist, fuck off.
No, I get the, you know, in the Facebook thing, oh, that's a really nice profile picture. How you doing? And it's like, you know where it's going.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. thing that people think you look like a still shot.
Yeah, they're just like, oh my god.
You're never, no offense to you, but you're never as hot as your profile pic.
Exactly, you're not. It's all filters.
Yeah, if I saw you right now, I wouldn't say anything creepy to you.
That was a very reassuring insult there. Just...
I'm good at what I do. If you're learning, if you want to ask why I'm divorced, it was that answer right there. Stash, you got another one?
Alex Giampapa says, there's no clocks anywhere, and it fucks with me on a level I can't even explain.
Ooh, that's good.
Well, you're an OCD, ADHD, all that thing. Does that bother you that you can't see any, know what time it is?
No, I have no concept of time. But if I'm at a fucking casino, I don't care.
Do people leave their phones in the car? I don't understand that one.
Yeah, I don't think that hasn't been a problem for about 20 years.
No, they don't let you take your phones out if you're at the table.
Oh, if you're gambling.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes. See, I don't gamble. So who here's like a poker player? Round of applause. All right. When you're there, though, your purpose is to go gamble, right? You're there to play poker.
Yes.
And do that. You're here now because you're like, okay, we both told each other to take a fucking break, to be human beings. So you see a show, but you're gonna go back to that room later. And you're gonna go to, and you get to eat at the sad Johnny Rockets in that room. Not the good fun one, the sad one. That's a good time. So you come, you go there and do that. But there's a clock in the poker room, right?
You have your phone, you can walk away from the table and look at your phone, what time it is.
But if you, first of all, I don't know where you're from, but your accent sounds like it hits women, so that's great that you don't. really, that's the thing. Anyway, but can you walk away from a table? What if you're having a hot hand?
You don't walk away. You just turn your back, look at your phone.
You don't get in trouble for that? What if you're trying to do some kind of crazy Ocean's 11 move with your phone?
I'm not that smart.
Oh. Well, I could have told you that.
You should have.
I did. You're dumb. You're welcome. I wouldn't fuck you, and I wouldn't ask you for help in a SAT. All right, there you go. Math man, I'd help you, and that'd be it. Another question?
Dana J. Bean says that they're intentionally designed to disorient you unless, I mean, are we allowed to say this stuff in the casino?
Yes, no one's here.
That's true. They're intentionally designed to disorient you unless you've been to a casino a dozen times. It's hard to navigate. Look at the map in a casino. Even the "you are here" doesn't make any geographical sense.
That's like IKEA.
Yeah, it's like anywhere.
Yes.
IKEA, the mall, anywhere where you have to... Listen,
there's not a straight line in this entire building.
Yeah, but we stopped using maps a long fucking time ago. I used MapQuest when I was in high school to get places. And that's the last time I kind of used a map. That's not really the casino's fault. We don't know how to follow anything that doesn't talk to us anymore. But I guess I get that. I guess it's built to disorient you, but I wouldn't want to know. It's like I've been here all day and night. I don't want windows. That would scare me, right? Because you're in that room, couple that's degenerates. Like, you're in that room all day just gambling and, you know, trying to play poker. Is that how you met?
No.
Did you poke her first? Hey-o, ladies and gentlemen. Poker in the front, liquor in the rear. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen. That one guy,
I remember this.
That one guy enjoyed it, then hated my existence in the same move. He's like, ha.
You can add that to my list.
I'll put it on there.
Yeah. I was super mad about that Old Navy shirt of a joke.
Thank you, Dick. Anyway, one more.
Let's see. Mark Shea says smoking is allowed, and I have to agree with him.
But there's not smoking sections, correct?
Correct.
But no one smokes anymore. We all just vape.
Which is gayer, so I'm more against that.
I know, that's why I do it.
You know what's funny? You said that, and they're like, she looks gay, she can do it. And him and I said that, we get yelled at right away. That line right there was not one we could say. I don't care about the smoke because I don't gamble. I don't go into it anywhere. And I also was raised in a generation where smoking sections were in the same part of the restaurant. Like when you went to Friendly's and there'd be one booth here and then the booth next to it would be the non-smoking section. And then people would just turn and blow smoke into your fribble. So I was fine with that.
My mom would smoke with the window up in the car.
Yeah, so it's called hotboxing.
She hotboxed the shit out.
But there's nothing better than when you're watching someone at a slot machine and they're smoking through the hole here. And that's the real gamble, you know what I mean?
Right there.
Is someone bothered by that? I didn't make that up. I've seen that happen. Yeah, you committed. You're like, life's already over, and this is way easier.
That's
Because you don't want to ruin your breath in case you get when someone's so drunk they'll make out with you. No one's kissing your neck hole.
I mean,
there's probably some people out there that really are into that.
Secondhand smoke. That guy killed it right there. Because his secondhand is smoking.
Oh, you can use her like a bomb, dude.
No, can we give a round? This guy's been helping all night. I mean, you have Jersey Shore face, but you've been helping us out, and I appreciate that. You've been wonderful. And Nicole, we're going to thank you for sitting in with us. We're going to let you get away from the hot seat right now, and you can put that there. Nicole Claire, everybody. People in the back, a guy in the with their hand up like this. What makes you uncomfortable besides this at a casino?
All those lovely fees that you have to pay for your hotel room.
Oh yeah, they chime a lot of fees on there. Like what? So they tell you one price.
Four or five fees on top of it.
Did you drink all the booze in the fucking refrigerator? Say, who knew almonds were $37? Don't be an animal, sir. Bring your own snacks. Like, what's this fee for sleeping? What is this fee?
I don't think those almond prices are approved by the good people at Blue Diamond, you know?
It's an old Mitch Hedberg joke, but I love the fact that you can't replace the food that's in there because it comes in such a weird package that you can't find it anywhere. You guys have a lovely night. I thought that would take longer to walk people. When Nicole called him Jewish, no Jewish guy would wear a plaid shirt. Anyway.
The almonds.
The almonds. Everything. We're going to bring you a little more stand-up comedy. You guys ready for a little more stand-up comedy? Guys, you've been great so far, but when the guys do stand-up, you've been great, but don't talk while they're doing a stand-up. You can talk to them once they sit there and let them do their 5 minutes. The next comic coming to the stage, guys, put your hands together for Danny Sasso.
Behind me, but I was going to shave before the show, but I figured, you know, it's better to play Jesus than a 70s porn star. I am a roofer. I know the stereotype. All roofers drink a lot and use a lot of drugs. Well, I'm here to tell you, that's fucking true, man. Oh, yeah. I went to emergency room, bought my old lady in the emergency room the other day. And the doctor looked at me and said, you know, you look exhausted. Look at them bags under your eyes. He says, I can do something for you. I said, well, that'll be 20 cents because it's 10 cents a bag now. So it's been getting real warm out lately, you know. A lot of people going to the beach. And they go swimming. I don't, you know, I'll go to the beach. I'm going to water since I saw Jaws long ago, you know. I can go up to my knees, that's about it. And then, you know, dun dun. Dun 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 dun. I mean, it's bad enough that there might be a shark down there, but what really freaks me out is where the fuck is the piano? As you can tell, I did a lot of drugs when I was younger. I'm the youngest of four kids, and I am Italian, and I know what they say, you know, a lot of people are Italian associated with the mob. That's not true. Only 98% of us are. The other two are plumbers. But we used to have pasta a lot, you know, a lot. And we used to tell my mother we loved her sauce. Well, she used to put oregano in everything, you know, and she had this big pickle jar full of oregano. Well, I figured, you know, it'd be kind of fun if I switched it out with marijuana, you know? Didn't tell my two sisters and my brother. 20 years later, I told them, but, So she would make sauce. Man, Mom, put some more oregano in there, you know? This sauce is awesome! My brother and sisters couldn't figure out why they're eating 5 pounds of spaghetti and they're still hungry. I mean, everything was cool. I said, you know what? I'm going to switch off the mushrooms. So I did. So that night, I guess, you had a local priest over for dinner. Things were going good, you know, but about an hour later, he's staring at me. And it wasn't because I was a little boy. I was a teenager. And finally walks up to me and he's looking at me. Are you Jesus? I just recently got out of jail a couple months ago.
Thank you.
I'm not a jail guy. I never been in jail. I'm 54 years old. Never went to jail. So, you know, I says, well, I was scared. I says, you know what? I'm a comic. I use my comedy there, make the guards laugh, everything, you know, be a better time. Well, I knew I was going. I went, you know, it was pre-planned. I went 10 o'clock in the morning. I figured, no little Tootsie Rolls, you know. I figured if I shove it up my ass, right, when they do the strip shirts, I'll just plop and I'll go, hey, I'm the candy man. Well, I got to court about 10 o'clock in the morning. I didn't get to the jail until 10 o'clock at night. I kind of forgot the candy was in my ass, see? So I went down to do my thing there, doing their shirts, and that thing shot out like a fucking bottle rocket. I took out two guards and a drug dealer from Norwich. I was supposed to do 10 days, they gave me 45, another 30 for assault with a deadly candy. The first week I'm in the shower, you know, and a rather large, dark gentleman comes in there, and he's like, yo, what's your name? I panicked, I was scared. I just said the first thing that popped in my head, Peter Poison Anus. Like I said, I am a roofer. One of the hardest things about being on that job is finding that place to go to the bathroom. One day I had to go so bad, I ran to the top of the roof, started going off the side. Next thing I know, the homeowner's running in the backyard. You boys need to hurry up. I think it's starting to rain. Thank you guys. Thanks for coming.
Keep it going for Danny Sasso, everybody. Danny Sasso, you sit right there, buddy. Thank you. Danny, what makes you uncomfortable about casinos?
You know, I thought about this now. I have a daughter, and you see a lot of these, you know, 21-year-old girls wearing hardly no clothes at all. And that really bothers me and makes me uncomfortable, but it bothers me because I have a daughter, and I think you should put some fucking clothes on, you know?
On behalf of the people who don't have daughters, I disagree.
Yeah, but that, once again, though, that really isn't a casino thing. That's just a way of life thing. Like, there's plenty of 21-year-olds out there that are girthy and gross, and they can't dress that way. Oh, really? Fuck you. Anyway. But yeah, but that's not about, but I understand, like, my daughter is 17. She wears, you know, whatever she wears as a 17-year-old wears. And I'm not bothered by it because it's just who they are. We all went through our phases. I used to wear halter tops. We all go through our stuff. Someone got it, that's fine. But not everyone at the casino is doing that. I think what that's really saying is that you have an issue staring at young women when they're in tight clothing.
It's going through my head going, oh my God, I got a daughter.
Yeah, you just out there.
I got a daughter.
Yeah, why,
no way, Henry.
Why are you saying that? Why do you have a boner?
Did you just call you Dick Henry?
Henry. It starts off as Hank.
It's the rule for two.
I really thought when you were doing the roofer joke, it was going to end up in a roofies thing.
Yeah.
But I see that you're just
actually,
a roofies thing.
Peter Poison Anus, but we won't get into that.
Is anyone here going to admit that they're bothered when they see women in tight clothing?
No.
You all applauded earlier.
I like it.
Yeah. What? I'm not bothered by it because I'm not going to stare at it. I'm not saying I'm like open-minded, whatever it is. I've lost that. If I was 20, I would have stared at everything. But I'm at the point now where I just rather find the fifth Krispy Kreme. You know there's five. There's gotta be five somewhere. I walk around, I drink a different coffee everywhere. What bothers me in casino, I'm most uncomfortable with, and I see it a lot because I don't drink, I don't do any drugs, I don't do anything. So I walk, when I'm here for a week performing, I get to be here all hours of the night. People who argue fight at casinos, that whisper fight, that one where they're like they're doing ventriloquists, and they'll do it. One of them will be gambling too much, because you see it. I'll walk by one of the restaurants, and there's a woman sad standing by Bar American, waiting for her husband, who's not going to show up, because he's too busy losing at craps. And he shows up an hour later, and he goes, what's wrong? I thought I texted you. And she's like, no, everything's fine. It won't be a problem at all.
Yeah. All of a sudden, women in fights at the casino all of a sudden become incredible ventriloquists. Their mouths don't move at all while they're whisper yelling at their boyfriends.
I think it's happening here. That's why they're not laughing. Their mouths are just closed and they're being ventriloquists.
That's what my girl's doing right now.
Now, what I do, knowing on the podcast, can hear you when you do crowd work. The people at home later won't know that my girl, I don't know what that means. Is that your actual girl?
Yes, exactly.
Your daughter?
No.
No, your wife. Because I was wondering, you're like, I'm a young daughter, then you said my girl. That's, I thought, is that the term, my girl? Or is it old lady?
Well, I say my old lady.
Oh, because you look like a man who says old lady.
She's like, I'm not your old lady.
I just say their name. Because I've been divorced and I've learned not to call women names. So I just say, I go, what's your name again? And that's all I ask.
I don't understand how old lady ever flew. Like, if you tried to call a millennial woman, your old lady, dude, she would tear you the fuck apart and write a
blog about
it.
Well, first of all, she'd tell you, how dare you identify me as a lady?
Yeah.
I'm a sandwich. Call me old sandwich.
Well, I'm 10 years older than my old lady.
Stop calling her an old lady. You're 10 years older than her. I'm her age. I'm not your old lady. Am I?
Could be.
In prison, I'd own you. But... I don't like it when people fight like that, but I do love a casino fist fight. That's my favorite thing. Has anyone here ever seen two women fight at the casino?
No.
Yes. That guy said that like he wants to, but he hasn't yet. No. Where? Where does it happen? Right where Johnny Rockets and Starbucks is. It happens right there in that area every fucking time. It is great. Drunken, just weird ham hock fists going at each other. They're wearing these outfits that you're talking about, but they're not built for the outfits. It looks like their eye patch moved, and that's all it is. It's a very straight, and thongs are all over the place. It's great. I make sure my kids watch that. And I say, learn how to fucking fight. Don't embarrass me. That's what I said. But on that note, Danny, we will thank you for sitting in with us. A round of applause for Danny Sasso.
Sasso, everybody.
If you can just throw that mic and put that stand over there. Does anyone out here have anything else that makes them uncomfortable about casinos? Johnny Rockets does make me uncomfortable. Which one do you like better? Johnny Rockets the big one or Johnny Rockets the tiny hidden one? The tiny one's better, but they close at 10 and they're real rude at 9:55. They did. I don't like it that it's in there because now you feel creepy having your cheese fries or whatever. What's your go-to Johnny Rockets food here? Yeah, what's your food?
Bacon cheeseburger.
Bacon cheeseburger. I give up on eating bread. I go with the tots with the chili and all that. I want to be sloppy and gross because I want no one talking to me.
She's too old, so we'll be sitting there all day. Bacon cheeseburger. Fresh.
But if you get it early.
I don't get it early.
Okay, so the chili's not old all the time.
It is there.
It is. What's older, the chili or Danny's daughter?
Chili's better when
Rip,
it's
were you here?
Long.
He's at her age. Thank you, sir. You've been fun. No. What? Yes, kind of. I guess you were kind of quizzed there. I'm sorry. You were. You failed. That's great.
I sucked in school.
Me too. I did. School. We'll do a school uncomfortable thing and we'll invite you in my house and we'll record it there. Thank you. Are you guys ready for more stand-up comedy? Let's do it indeed. Next guy, real funny guy. Put your hands together for Dylan DeShane. Everybody, Dylan DeShane. Woo! Sir, have fun. Put your stuff here if you like. Clap a little more. He's got to put his stuff down.
Trying my best here. Hello, folks. Whoa, this is the first time I have a wireless mic. That's groundbreaking. If you guys had a combat presario at some point in your life. Okay, so I start out by saying thank you guys for coming. Great show. Great turnout. We thought it was going to be less. It's actually better.
Don't tell them that. This was the perfect amount of people.
Yeah, it's actually, if there was three more people, I'd probably be all fucked up. So, I work retail. Any retail folks out there? One guy.
One guy.
One fucking guy. Why? It's Thursday night. And if anyone knows retail, you must work all weekend. Alright? So, the idea is, I'm working this gig, this job, and it's like, fuck, man, I'm all miserable because I'm sick and tired of people coming to my job every day. And they look at me like I'm some asshole. But yet, they come in, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? And they're like, oh, just looking. I'm like, I know, you fucking parked your car. I saw you in the parking lot. I know where you're going. Promise. I run into these people too again. He's like, hey, welcome in. I go, hey, how's it going? How you doing, sir? He goes, don't call me sir. I work for a living. I go, wow, obviously, you're here. Buying shit. Give me shit for having a regular job. And honestly, I love this. This is very intimate, very tight knit. The age demographics very spread out. Everyone's, I know what's going on tonight. The idea that I like is when people lie straight to your face about something that's pretty obvious, but yet they still just try to like make a joke or they try to do something. Like the guy who rolls in and goes, you guys are selling these like fucking speaker amps? There's no tag on it. Must be free.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, yeah, pal, it's fucking free. Take it out of here. Piece of shit. And honestly, I can't do it, you know. So I come to these mics because honestly, I can reach out. I can reach out to people that are normal, people that are willing to take a chance, people that are trying their best and working hard. Right? Everyone's working hard.
Bravo! Hard workers! Give them the love that they deserve.
Said the poker people.
And then the fucking,
it's hard work.
And but in my line of work, which is lower socioeconomic, if you will, as a retail fucking junkie, you find the whole, again, with the fucking asshole guy who comes in and is like, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. I go, yeah, what's going on, man? He's like, yeah. He goes, you're working hard, you're hardly working. And then he laughs like he made that joke up. Sorry, pal. Heard that on fucking Monday. It's Thursday. I'm preparing for a long weekend. I got no time for your fucking joke. It makes it tough. It makes it tough. It makes it real tough. I recently had to deal with a really tough situation. I lost a member of my family. It's my cat. Any cat people out there? Oh, wow. Nobody gives a fuck about your cat. Nobody gives a fuck about my cat. My cat went missing. I put up signs in the fucking road, and everyone's like, oh, you lost your cat? Yeah, I'll keep my eyes out. I said, gee, thanks. They're like, what's your cat's name? I go, what? Fuck, what's my cat's name? Fucking. That is my cat's name. So if you guys actually see a cat that looks like a cat, I want you to go. And if he shows up, talk to management. They might have my phone number, all right? So we'll go from there. I'm about to have 5 minutes right here, folks. Thank you so much.
Keep it going for Dylan, everybody. Keep it going for him. You can sit here for a moment, Dylan. Before we get to what makes you uncomfortable, I think we all thought you meant someone died. That's why it got weird. You said, who lost a family member? And I watched everyone get super sad. And then you're like, I want a cat. And then two ladies left, like, fuck you should have cats because we are cat people. I understand. You should go. And then you're like, oh, fuck. And then you just literally lost your cat.
When you said, who here lost a family member, did you expect them to smile and clap?
Woo, grandma! You're not going to do that.
I grew up in Maine, so when a family member's dying in Maine, you're like,
yeah, you might want to change the wording to that one.
No, that's fair.
Whose cat has gone missing? That might help.
Yeah.
Besides this, what makes you uncomfortable in casinos?
Quite honestly.
You have the microphone still? You might need that.
Oh, I'll take it. I actually, honestly, I know nothing about casinos except for coming to these shows. And honestly, when I got here, I realized that the oxygen, the O2 they pump into this motherfucker,
right?
Screwed me up. And I said to myself, late night one time, I was walking around after hours and waiting on like an Uber or whatever, and I said, wait a minute, they pump enough O2 into this place to revive like drowning victims. However,
right.
They can't revive the people on the fucking benches at 3 a.m. Like, what is going on there?
Well, you have to remember, though, the girth of the human per average that comes here doesn't breathe and move on their own. They have scooters. It's not for us fit folks, but there's a lot of people out there who need that. They're not coming here to gamble. They're coming here to live. Like, that's basically what this is. They spent all their money. They don't have health insurance. So they come here, and all that air is to help them. But to us, it's like you're in Denver. You know what I mean? It's just too much oxygen.
Colorado, I don't know. Like
they do. You don't have to worry about them. They're good at geography.
Well, no, I just think they're sleeping.
I don't think these people are good at geography.
I think we have to get this one out of the way because I know what someone's going to say it, and I'm tired of this one. This does not make me uncomfortable because I don't think it's real. The stereotype of old people smoking while having an oxygen tank. Has anyone actually really fucking seen that?
Yes.
You weren't there. Okay, our good friend. When did you see this?
I work as a paramedic.
No, have you seen it here in the casino?
No.
We've seen it out in the wild. But here at a casino, has anyone actually seen an old person smoking while having an oxygen tank?
I feel like the security would nip that in the bud pretty quick, seeing as they're basically a bomb at that point.
Come on, hold train with me real quick.
I did see a person actually say that, so I want to hear, what did you actually see when you saw a person who was doing something that could blow us all up, and you said nothing?
See something, say something.
See something, raise your hand in a podcast. That's what happens here.
It's a fourth grade.
So tell us what you saw. You just got up and left, where were you? You were at a slot machine, and next to you was like,
oh, so,
old people, that's all they do. And I was like, oh shit, what does that mean? So you saw like a crypt keeper, and they were there with their jetpack, and they pulled out a cigarette, and you just walked away. You don't want to be around what? Which part? Breathing?
Terrorists.
They're not going to die. They're not going to explode. That's not going to happen here. Who here thinks people will explode if they are a good friend? Besides you, sir. Everything can kill you. You're here, or you're drinking water. You don't drink. You just eat. You didn't just come for this, did you?
Yes.
That's a fucking lie. All right. Sir, you look like a man who died about 30 years ago. Do you have an oxygen tank?
I don't.
Do you smoke?
No.
What do you do?
I don't know.
You just said you're uncomfortable. Early in the show, you said everything makes you uncomfortable, and you hate everything.
I don't say I hate anything.
Oh, you enjoy life. You just don't like things.
I just feel uncomfortable. That's all.
You should be a motivational speaker. Really, that would be... There's nothing more real than what you just said. Everything makes me uncomfortable, and that's why I like life. We should applaud this man.
Yes.
Because he's not in a Quentin Tarantino movie living up on a hill giving out advice. And on that note, we're going to thank you, Dylan, for coming up here. Give him a round of applause for doing this. I will take care of that. I will take this. I will do that. And congratulations on your first wireless mic.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations on that.
We have one more stand-up comedian for you. So if you guys get your hands together right now for the very funny Sean Robinson.
My name is Sean Robinson, and I am a geek. Now, some of you may not know the difference between nerds and geeks, so let me educate you. Nerds know useful things. A nerd, he can prepare your taxes. A nerd can help you with your homework. A nerd, he can fix your computer, but me, I know how the lithium crystals work in the Starship Enterprise. Thank you for the applause. Thank you. Although I'm surprised that not once at any job interview I've ever been to has an employer looked at my resume and went, gee, you know every line from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I like the cut of your jib. You're hired. Not once. I can't believe it. Well, I don't know what's going on, but I know what you're all here for. You are here to hear some really filthy, raunchy, dirty jokes. You want to get your freak on, but you can't for some reason. So you're going to live vicariously through me. Well, if that is the case, then steel yourself if you are prudish and prepare to be disappointed. Because didn't you just hear what I said? I'm a geek, none of that shit happens to me. I don't even understand why this is the case, because I used to think it was my geekly pursuits that ruined my social life. But think about it, Avengers Endgame, it smashed the cinema. The most talked about television show in the world is Game of Thrones. Now, mind you, it's probably talked about right now because people hated the season finale so much. They wrote a petition to get HBO to remake it, but it's still a show about dragons and boobies, and it is the most talked about show. Why am I not a cool guy? So I had to think about it. I put on my detective hat, dressed up like Sherlock Holmes, and I did some deductive reasoning, and I traced it back to when I was in high school. Now, when I was a teenager, like most teenagers here, I decided to rebel against my parents' beliefs. Now, my parents happened to be hippies, so I rebelled against them by not taking drugs. I thought I was doing what all the cool kids were doing. I would get invited to the parties, and at some point, I don't get invited anymore, but at some point when I was invited, they would break out the weed, and I'd go, really? If I wanted to smoke some bud, I would have stayed home with Dad. Oh, you're so uncool. Because I didn't get it. I thought everybody's parents wore sandals and lit up incense. I thought everybody had random aunts and uncles that only appeared when the Grateful Dead rolled into town. I thought every parent made two sets of brownies, one for mom and dad, and one for the kids. Now, I actually got this half right. I understood why all my friends put the towel under the door when they were smoking up. But I actually thought the reason that they did it was they were afraid their parents would knock on the door and go, are you smoking weed? You better not be smoking weed, because if you are, why aren't you sharing it? I raised you better. I didn't get it. But I'm going to tell you something else, because as I said, I love the science fiction. Do you like the science fiction?
Yeah.
You like the science fiction? Well, I know you like the science fiction, but you have to be careful, because it's a slippery slope. Everybody here has seen Star Wars. Everybody here has done Star Wars. Star Wars is the gateway drug to sci-fi. I know what you say to yourself. You say, I only do Star Wars in social situations, only with a couple of friends. I'm not serious. I can quit anytime I want. But then you find yourself watching Star Trek after a hard day's work to unwind, but you say, oh, it's not serious. I can quit anytime I want. And then they catch you at work in the break room, shooting up to Battlestar Galactica. And then it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to some sleazy back alley, turning tricks for the Lord of the Rings. My name is Sean Robinson, and you have been awesome.
Keep it going for Sean Robinson, everybody. And you can sit with us for a moment. Sean,
if I could go out on a limb here, I want to guess that the thing that makes you uncomfortable at the casino and everywhere else, eye contact with women.
I don't get a lot of chance to do that. I don't know why.
You don't get a lot of chances to make eye contact?
No. Even at
everyone has eyes.
Yes, but they all turn away. I just see the backs.
I would love to meet a woman with no eyes. Like just a jack-o'-lantern walking around who still yells at me for no eye contact.
I will say this. The one thing that does wake me out about the casinos is like, I see lots of people playing with cards, but there is not one table of Magic the Gathering. No one's playing Pokemon. I don't get it. Like seriously, the only real card game I know is Goldfish.
War, you never played War? I would gamble if we got to play War.
They have,
you
know, that at game. Foxwood, or I probably shouldn't.
Do they have that? Is that at a casino? If you know that game where you would just, you each put your card out, one, two, three, and then we both have threes, and we got a fucking battle. I would gamble at that all day.
This is gonna sound like a stereotype, but I used to go to the casino with my friends, my Polish friends from church back in the day, and they would always play War.
At the casino?
Yes.
I don't think you were I think you were in someone's basement and they duped you.
Do they have the garish lights in the basement?
You'll have to explain to me what garish means first.
Well, you know.
He did this. He did fingers. Which is nerd for garish.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Okay, but before we end the show here, I think the one thing we didn't bring up that makes me the most uncomfortable, I'm shocked no one said, the fact that people come here and gamble away when they have no money. The sadness of the people, you're clapping, but you're here. And we know you didn't come for this show. We know you have no idea what this show is. But hopefully you'll listen to it when it's on iTunes and Spotify tomorrow when it comes up and you follow us to Scumford Inn. But that bothers me. Great plug, by the way. But that bothers me when people, you see people come in here with hope and they just walk out so sad. And it was their fault. It's not the casinos. They're morons. I have no money. Look at what I do for a living. Obviously, I have no money. Why would I take those 3 cents and try to do it? Penny Lady's the only one who got it right. You can always find a penny. She's mad about 75 cents, but no one knows me mad about 75 cents. You're gambling. Those, you two, how much do you gamble? You play poker in the room.
We don't gamble a lot.
Fuck you. A minute ago, you were poker room. That's your place.
How about we have our set money?
What, so you have a set amount of money you can lose.
You can join a $200 poker tournament. It'll last me like 4 hours.
That's it.
So you tell yourselves $200 each, or are you a team of, do you cheat?
No, each.
Each.
And then, but you can play $200 in blackjack and lose that in 10 seconds.
You could, or you could just give me $200. I think I'm going to set up my own table at the casino where it's just called Pat. You're like, what's this game? I'm like, hi, my name's Pat. Give me $200. Yeah.
I couldn't mentally prepare myself to lose $200 no matter how long it lasted. It could be a week to do the poker tournament. Well, I'm not losing $200 fucking dollars.
Well, you've paid for hand jobs.
But you're not losing $200. What do you do for fun for $200?
I don't have the money to do anything that costs $200 if I'm being 100% honest. Pay rent? I don't know.
We're not trying to win money. We're just trying to have fun. It's fun to us.
I know you can't answer this because she's here, but sir, have you ever purchased a woman?
No.
Okay, if she wasn't here, how would you answer that?
No.
See, I made you smile, sir. You like hookers. That's the one thing you like.
Two at the same time.
Have you bought two at the same time? Nice. How much does that cost?
In Thailand, it was like $12.
See, typically a hooker is less than $200, and you get the added bonus of disappointing someone else at the same time.
I like how the show started because Asian people make you uncomfortable. But you close the show, sir, on saying in Thailand, you know the hooker exchange rate. And on that note, we're going to thank Sean very much for being up here. You can put that mic over there. Round of applause to Sean. Stosh, anything else besides what Sean's doing right now that makes you uncomfortable at a casino?
Well, Phil Hall says slot machines with 60 sitcom things, themes.
Well, we talked about that. I think it's odd and how they try to dupe you in. They try to remind you of a thing you love. Like some of you are like, well, I really love Ellen and Full House, so I better spend some time here.
I just want to say I made $46 on a Brady Bunch slot machine out there, so I'm all on board with that.
Wow. A Brady, why did you choose that on purpose?
You gotta get all the kids in a row. It looks just like the opening theme.
Yes.
And that makes me feel uncomfortable right there. Does Alice come in and just
get
kids?
Three Gregs? You know how much three Gregs pays off, dude?
$46.50.
Well, with Marcia, I would be too horny to play. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
She's old now. You're welcome. And on that note, we'd like to thank all of you guys for coming out and sitting through this thing that you don't understand. Stosh, where can, this is for our podcast. Well, Stosh, where can they follow you? Where can they check out all your stuff?
StoshMakita.com.
I am a comedian as well, and I wrote a book, ladies and gentlemen, Metsmart. It's called How Not to Suck at Comedy. That's the real name of the book. It's on Amazon. You can get it there, or you can buy it here tonight. If you ever thought about doing comedy at all, it's 276 pages of articles I have written to help you not be good at comedy, but how not to suck at it. We'll talk. It's still $20. But it doesn't matter. You're going to lose either way. You come to my table and gamble, or either way there. Like I said, my name is Pat Oates. You can find all my shows at patoates.com. Please follow the podcast, Discomfort In, Spotify, iTunes, all that. Guys, give yourselves a round of applause. We really do appreciate you guys trying this thing out here and coming here. Or don't. Don't applaud. That's fine, too. And we thank a round of applause for all our comedians that performed here tonight as well. They were fantastic. This podcast will be up for listening tomorrow. Guys, go sing some karaoke. My name is Pat Oates. For Stosh Makita, have a great night, everybody.
Thanks for coming out.